USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It seems there is a deal to avoid another government shutdown. The president says he isn't thrilled with the bipartisan package that would offer nearly $1.4 billion for border fencing. White House aides say the president is likely to sign it. He also appears ready to declare a national emergency to build the wall.
We're supplementing things and moving things around, and we're doing things that are fantastic and taking from far less important areas.
The president's critics have vowed to challenge such moves in court and in Congress. The Treasury Department says the U.S. national debt has increased. It topped $22 trillion for the first time. The Trump tax cut and increased spending on the military have helped create the jump. When President Trump took office, the national debt was $19.95 trillion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
A former astronaut is running for a U.S. Senate seat in Arizona. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Mark Kelly is the husband of former Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Kelly, the retired astronaut, releasing a video announcement on his website on Tuesday morning.
Arizonans are facing incredibly challenging issues here in the years to come. Access to affordable health care, the stagnation of wages, job growth, the economy. You know, as the climate warms, we're going to have more drought here in the desert.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A federal jury in Brooklyn convicted Mexican drug lord Joaquin Guzman, known as El Chapo, of all 10 charges after a 3-month-long drug trafficking trial. The jury deliberated for about a week. New York U.S. Attorney Richard Donahue called it a day of reckoning.
This conviction is a victory for every family who has lost a loved one to the black hole of addiction.
This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denies a cover-up of the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
The U.S. government will continue investigating the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, so says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo during a visit to Hungary on Monday.
America's not covering up for a murder. America's taken more action in response to the tragic murder of Jamal Khashoggi, and will continue to take more action, continue our investigation. We're working diligently on that. The president's been very clear. As we get additional information, we'll continue to hold all of those responsible accountable.
And Pompeo warned Hungary that Russia is trying to divide the West, saying the U.S. should not let Russian President Vladimir Putin drive a wedge between friends and NATO. Pompeo's Hungarian counterpart, Peter Sciarro, said any criticism Washington has of Hungary's diplomacy with Russia is misguided, as other European countries are also involved in energy deals with Russia.
Vice President Mike Pence will visit a Nazi death camp on Friday. John Clemens reports.
This will be his first visit to the Auschwitz death camp in southern Poland that was operated by Nazi Germany during World War II. Mr. Pence is visiting the Central European country as part of a U.S.-Poland conference on peace in the Middle East. The conference is a gathering of several nations concerned about Iran's influence in the Middle East. While in Warsaw, Mr. Pence, a strong supporter of Israel, will meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.